Welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. I'm Joey Roberts.
It's definitely a journey because it's not, I think a lot of people have the misconception that it's really easy to just start selling on Amazon, but it definitely takes work and, you know, you've got to learn the different ins and outs and things are always changing. And I think right now with the business that my dad and I have, we're kind of at, I guess you call it the tipping point where it's just kind of growing and growing. And it's really exciting because there's just so much. Like, I can just see it opening up even more.
Carrie, welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. I'm so excited that I get to talk to you today. Carrie Miller, you are the perfect combination of a successful Amazon seller, an entrepreneur with a super cool 9-to-5 job at Helium 10. I love that you can fit all of this in to your professional settings, and you seem to have a lot of fun while you're doing it.
Yeah. So my name's Carrie. I've been an Amazon seller since 2016, around there. And I work at Helium 10. I'm a senior brand evangelist. I work under Bradley Sutton. So I have a really fun 9-to-5 job.
That is fun. I admire how much fun you guys have. And I love that you get to balance the world of selling and being on the service side. It's very unique. Well, let's start off with today. So you're living in San Diego. And I had a lot of fun with you when we discovered that we went to, I guess you can call it rival high schools. We're in the same school district. You went to RB and I went to Poway.
Yep. That's so funny. It's such a small world when you think about it. But yeah, and they're two of the top schools, I think, in the country at that time.
It is. Yeah. Everybody was flocking to the Poway school district. So yep. It's even more of like a bonding experience of like, hey, yeah. It's super cool. I love it. So you've been in the Amazon space for several years now. Mm-hmm. You started as a seller and then you decided to jump into the service provider world, but you stayed a seller.
Yes. Yeah. So I've had quite an interesting journey. So when it all started in 2015, I actually helped my dad. There was a company that one of our friends came to us and it was kind of like failing. And they wanted us to help them dig it out of a hole, basically. And there was, you know, a lot going on with it that wasn't right. So I noticed that they were only selling about $200 a month on Amazon, which I was like, oh my gosh, because I was in sales. So I was like, are you kidding me? I can do way better than that. So I went on YouTube and started watching all kinds of stuff on YouTube about how to sell. And by the way, I had this terrible job that I had just quit because I just couldn't handle it anymore. It was just so miserable that I was just like, I have all this time. And I was dog sitting at, in Rancho Santa Fe, which is kind of a nice area. If you, I know you're familiar. So they had this theater and I, okay. Yeah. So it's definitely a top neighborhood in San Diego. And, anyway, they had this like theater and I literally put YouTube up on the screen in this theater and just watched over and over I was there for like a month and I was over and over and over watching videos, watching content, taking notes, applying what I was learning. So I learned a ton just by going on YouTube and we started, kind of digging that company out of the hole. And, I can go, there's a lot more to the story, but I, we started selling more and we actually had a vendor central listing, bunch of listings. And so I switched it all over to Seller Central. So we had more control. I couldn't even edit the listings. I was learning all this stuff about, you know, optimizing your listing. And I'm like, I can't even edit my photos. So we ended up switching over. It's actually been way more profitable that way. And then I became a freelance copywriter. So I worked at FreeUp and I started copywriting for all kinds of brands, small, like new sellers, all the way up to big, you know, sellers. Some sellers were selling about 2 to 3 million a month. And I was, you know, optimizing their listings and even growing their sales from there. So I had a really great time there. I also worked for, after that, I kind of managed a freelance community that you know, helped Amazon sellers for a rival company, I don't know if I should say, to Helium 10. And so I worked there for 2 years and grew that marketplace from zero to a ton of freelancers. And then I was like kind of, you know, wanting to just do my own thing and go back to selling. So I was selling for about 9 months, just doing full time. And I kind of felt a little isolated. So I got approached by Bradley to join Helium 10. And I was like, yeah, I think I want to do that because I'm such an extrovert and I was feeling a bit isolated doing what I do, but I it's only just gotten better since I've been at Helium 10, because I've just been exposed to so many amazing sellers. So it's been a really amazing experience. So that's kind of the, I guess, a long story, but a short story about kind of my journey.
High level of it for sure. Well, what I'm hearing out of that is that you really love the thrill of building something small and scaling it and feeling the, I'm not going to call it pressure. Let's call it excitement of hitting the six figures and hopefully to seven figures. That's probably what keeps you, going and motivated.
Yeah, definitely. And so it's been, you know, it's definitely a journey, because it's not, I think a lot of people have the misconception that it's really easy to just start selling on Amazon, but it definitely takes work, and, you know, you've got to learn the different ins and outs, and things are always changing. And I think right now with the business that my dad and I have, we're kind of at, I guess you call it the tipping point, where it's just kind of growing and growing. And it's really exciting because there's just so much, like, I can just see it opening up even more, and there's even more opportunity, because I feel like there's like some years of grind and hard work. Some people get lucky, right? And they're like multimillionaires the first year, right? But we have really been, you know, learning a lot and grinding and growing slowly throughout the years. And now it's just kind of at, I guess it's called the tipping point, right? I feel like that this year we're definitely on the trajectory already in January for our biggest year ever. So in a down economy, that's pretty amazing. And I mean, it would be kind of cool to see if it was a good economy, but we're still doing amazing. And so I'm just seeing so many more opportunities of expansion and like really building even more. So I'm excited.
And so you did that first brand that you bought and learned and grew from the $200 and beyond with your dad. Is this the same brand?
No. So that we do still have that one, but the actual product is kind of trending down in Google Trends. And so we're kind of wanting to offload that one, but we started a different brand in 2018. And that's the one that's really been growing exponentially. So it kind of, it's funny because like the product that we started off with gave us a good start with learning Amazon and kind of figuring it all out. And then once we started realizing how many more opportunities there were, we just kind of were like, we can just start this other brand and expand it out. And that's what we did slowly but surely. So yeah, it's been really fun because it's a brand that is kind of more like the first one was only kind of a certain segment. And now our brand that we have now can reach everybody, like everybody can use our product.
Oh, so, fun. So you're like, every household needs my product.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like the sky's the limit, or maybe not even the sky. Like there's just no limits. It's just opportunity. So that's really exciting because I feel like with our other niche, it was kind of like we're in this box. And I was just like, oh, I don't know how to grow beyond what's already there. But with something that everybody can use, it's just, yeah, it's really exciting. So,
and let's talk about building your second Amazon business with your dad. What's that like?
So it's kind of funny because it was a product that my dad was just like, you know, everyone's like, how did you do this product research? And we were just kind of like, oh, wow, this is a cool product. Let's try it. And that's what we did in 2018. We just were like, okay, cool. Let's try it. And it just started just taking off. And people were loving the product. We loved the product. So it's just started taking off and we were like, oh my gosh, we can keep growing this and we can keep expanding it and offering more, you know, this similar, you know, type of product, different colors, different types of styles and all kinds of things. So we've just been growing from there, but it was kind of by, I guess it was kind of by accident in a way, because it was just like, oh, I saw this cool idea and I want to just kind of run with it. And that's literally what happened. So we didn't really validate it as like, as you should, but it was really, it's cool how it's worked out, you know?
And so what is your dad's role and what is your role? Like, how do you balance that?
So my dad, he has an engineering background and he also has an MBA. So he's really the numbers guy, the business, like, he's really kind of moving the vision forward with numbers and growth. And he takes care of all the logistical things and all the spreadsheets and all that kind of stuff. Nice. And for me, I'm more of like the marketing type of person. So I work on, I create videos, slideshows, I do photography. We have other people do photos for us and I'll direct the, you know, photography. We're launching social media this year. So I've been helping direct that. And what our strategy is for that. And yeah, basically just the creative portion of the whole thing and how to position the product. Also help with product development. We kind of both work on that together. Product development, where do we want to go? And he kind of takes a look at the numbers and the cash flow and, you know, when can we launch certain products based on cash flow? So we work really well together because he's more of like the left brain and I'm more of the right brain. I'm kind of a combination, but more of the creative side. So I love that I come up with ideas and maybe they don't sound like, I don't know, they might seem like crazy at the moment, but my dad's always open to letting us try different things. And a lot of things that we've done that I was like, kind of like, I think we should do this. It worked really well. So I really appreciate that I work with my dad in that he always listens to my ideas and wants to, like, you know, implement them too, you know? So I love that.
I do love that. I tried to do an Amazon business with my sister and it was, I wanted to partner with my sister and I wanted it to work out. And my dad had this vision of her and I building this empire together. And just the dynamic and the way the three of us wanted things to go, it was just, it's not like it crashed and burned. It's just, I am 100% all about Amazon. And that was not my sister's dream. And so just telling my dad like, hey, this is actually not going to work out. I'm just going to continue the Amazon stuff on my own. Was like scary enough. But I wasn't like, hey dad, you should do this with me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, you never know down the road.
I know.
Go ahead. I really think it takes a balance of personalities. So like if you're too similar to somebody, then I don't think it works as well as if you really balance each other out. And I think that's why I work so well with my dad is because we're like opposite in terms of just like our strengths and our personalities even. So I don't know. I feel like that works the best.
It does, like any partnership, right? Like Jamie and I, we definitely complement each other. And it's a good point you made because my sister and I are pretty similar and we have two other siblings and the other siblings might have been another option to partner with, but her and I were in the situation where we partnered. Okay. Has anybody else in your family tried to get in on the business?
No, not really. No one's really that. Nah. Like I always will have my mom test out stuff and she gives feedback. So she's kind of like the one of the testers, I guess. My brother has helped a few times with shipping when it's become overwhelming, but Yeah, it's pretty much, it's just me and my dad. So I like it that way. You know, too many cooks in the kitchen can be kind of chaotic. We do have another business partner as well. The one that kind of, we took over the business from the beginning, but he's kind of like not really involved in the day-to-day stuff. So he's kind of silent part of the business. So it's really just me and my dad. So yeah.
I love it.
You're listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. If you like what you're hearing, click the subscribe button. We have new content coming out all the time and you don't want to miss out.
You mentioned something earlier about when you were selling right before you started at Helium 10 and you were just selling kind of on your own and it got a little bit lonely. And that made me think, because selling on Amazon can be an independent sport and you get to spend a lot of time at home in your office and people dream of that. Like, oh, I'm just going to be left alone and I can sell. Mm-hmm. But then for people who are extroverts and get energy from the outside, you were faced with that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I kind of like, I really think that anyone who's selling on Amazon, especially when they start going full-time, they should start in a group of sorts, kind of a group of entrepreneurs where you can chat maybe every week, get together and really help, you know, bounce ideas off one another and grow, because otherwise you do feel pretty isolated and you really do grow faster if you are surrounded by a good group of other sellers, you know, that you can learn from and kind of all help each other grow. For me, yeah, I needed some like just chatting. Like I've worked from home since 2016, but I've always had those kind of calls, I guess when I had like an actual, you know, remote job. So like even with Helium 10, I'm on calls most of the day. So I'm getting my extrovert. If I worked in the office, I probably would just be chatting all the time. So I'm glad it kind of worked. It's a really good balance for me because I'm able to get work done, but I also get my extrovert fill. So it works out well, but yeah, for anyone who's by themselves working on their business, I would suggest joining some sort of group there's also meetups, you know, in different cities, especially the bigger cities. There's meetups where you can meet up and just, you know, find other people who are entrepreneurs, and just find ways to kind of collaborate with others to help, you know, yourself grow, and then you can contribute to other people and help them grow. So that's what I would recommend for anyone who's like that. Cause it is hard. You're just like, man, I'm so isolated. And then sometimes your friends, you want to talk about your business, but they're like, I don't get it. So
what do your friends say? Cause they know you're an Amazon seller, but then they also know that you work as a service provider. Yeah. And then they're like, we don't want to talk about Amazon, or can I sell? Like, what do they say?
A lot of times they don't get it, like what I'm doing. I'll have to explain myself a lot. You know, they'll just be like, wait, so you work at a tech company? And okay. You know, they're just kind of like, they're like, they kind of always knew I'd be doing something entrepreneurial, and, you know, I'm an ideas person. So they always knew I think over the years too, like people have known me a long time. I've always had kind of like ideas after ideas after ideas. And so I think sometimes they're like, oh yeah, it's another idea, but this one's kind of stuck. And, so it's kind of cool, but yeah, I think, you know, some of them have, they test out our products too, give feedback, and they love our products and are definitely like only use our products. So it's pretty cool in that way. They're definitely supportive. Some of them, I think, yeah. So, you know, I think there's kind of a growing need to just kind of grow a network of friends who are also entrepreneurs to, just talk entrepreneurial stuff, you know, and just selling on Amazon, because I like to talk about it. And then, you know, other people are like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know. So
I want to talk about it all the time. Yes, exactly. And like, I think I got to get that WhatsApp group going with women sellers too.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fun. You can like keep the conversation flowing all the time. But it is true. You need a little bit of an outlet to be able to just spew some of your ideas to people who understand what you're talking about.
Exactly. And you know what I found interesting too is like, just sometimes some people that I've grown up with, like there's a lack of belief in themselves that they can do something. I'm like, you could do this too. And so it's just kind of an interesting, like I'm kind of really focused a lot on mindset these days because of how much of a difference it makes in your life and how, you know, successful you are in, you know, achieving these types of goals. So like even just a mindset community that is going to take you to the next level too. Cause like, I'm trying to like tell my friends, I'm like, I believe in you. You could do that. You could do anything. You could do so much more, but you've got to believe it yourself. And so, yeah, I'm really kind of interested.
You have to believe it in yourself. And I had one of my really good friends, we've been friends for years and years. She's like, yeah, I watch all your Amazon content. And then it hit me today. I'm not selling on Amazon and I'm one of your best friends. And I was like, yes, that's what you need to tell yourself is like, hey, Joey does it. I've known her and I worked together like 15 years ago and we had this boss. I'm like, look, we came from the same place. I'm doing it. You should be doing it.
Yeah. And, or just people that I've known for years and they're like, oh, I'm struggling with, you know, financial things too. I'm like, but you don't have to, you really don't have to. So like you can do this. You're just as capable as I am. It's definitely not an easy road always, but you know, you can do it. I actually have these books about, they're on my desk somewhere. They're about like neuroplasticity in your brain and how the things you tell yourself basically create your future. So, it's kind of something I've been thinking about a lot. And, so yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing that, you know,
it is interesting. And especially like the thoughts in your head, you live inside your head. So you better like the thoughts that are in there.
Yep. 100%. And it's kind of a humbling thing when you read these books and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm the one who either makes or breaks my own life. Like sometimes you think it's circumstances, but you really have the power in your own, within yourself to make the changes you want. So
you do, it's a choice. And you also have to give yourself grace because we all make mistakes and being resilient from your mistakes builds who you are, and then you can be better and hopefully not make the same mistake. But if you make the same mistake, you got to pick yourself back up.
Yeah. And there will be a lot of mistakes in the Amazon world. So I can definitely attest to that. We've made all kinds of mistakes, but you just keep moving forward. So
you do. Give me a story of one of the mistakes that you can remember.
This is a big one. This was a very tough lesson. We didn't do an inspection. We've been working with this factory for years, right? And it was a product that had kind of a print on it, like a painted print on wood. And we ordered thousands and thousands of these for Christmas time. And we had some wholesale orders as well. And they all arrived and it was all messed up. Like they had put them on top of each other without drying or something like that, 'cause the paint was all just like getting removed. So we hadn't done an inspection in China to make sure that before it was sent over, that it was, you know, the right quality and everything was looking good. So we get all this stuff and it's like Christmas time and it's crunch time. So we end up having to literally sand one by one, each one of these, and reprint them in the US. And it was just like the biggest nightmare, thousands of these things. Right. And it was rough. So it was, one of those, yeah, it was just one of those Christmases that was just like, that was all right. I'm glad we put that past us and we were able to, you know, take care of the situation. But it was just, you know, all that time we wasted that we could have just been not having to do all that. I'd say that's a big one. Trying to think of any others. There have been, you know, many other smaller ones along the way, but I just think that's the biggest one, is like not doing the due diligence and the inspection process over while your products are just about to be shipped. That's a big lesson learned.
It is a big lesson learned. And in a way it's like, did I need to learn that lesson? But the important part is not quitting and just riding the wave, pushing forward.
Yep, exactly. I mean, I did have another one that was kind of similar, but like, you know, the product arrived and it wasn't exactly as we had discussed and planned. And so, yeah,
it arrived, you just to keep moving forward to the warehouse.
Sorry, what?
It arrived to you or?
Yeah, to our warehouse. So we have a warehouse and we have a third party, so we can see. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is all messed up. But the good thing is my dad's mindset is that it's like, okay, we're going to figure out how to solve this problem and we're going to keep moving forward. And that's the engineering mindset, right? So that's not the creative's mindset. We're like, oh, you know, freaking out. But he has that, you know, they had, when he was in college, they apparently had one problem they would work on for weeks, engineering problems. And so like, he understands that there's always a solution, that you just have to work through it and yeah, get to the other side. Where, and that's really, really helpful balance for me, because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's over. I can't believe it. You know,
with Amazon, because things move very fast in Amazon and it feels so fast and like it could all just end.
Mm-hmm.
What is a misunderstanding about selling on Amazon?
I think a misunderstanding is that, I think a lot of times it's kind of positioned like, oh my gosh, just set it and forget it. It's really not a set it and forget it. Like, you definitely need to maintain your products. And it's definitely work, you know, so you want to put in the work. It's not going to be like overwhelming all, you know, once you get it going. But I think some people think, oh, I'm just going to set it up and forget about it. But, you know, Amazon's always changing. There's always something new coming up. And, you know, if you really want to be successful, you've got to kind of continually grow and expand your brand and have kind of a vision for what you want to do. Because something that I kind of really loved when we did with Helium 10, we did a series with Northbound Group about exiting your business, is that your biggest payday is going to be when you actually exit your business, not necessarily while you're selling. So I think people think, oh, I'm not like a, you know, millionaire. And people always ask me, like, why do you have a job and sell? It's because I want to invest all my money back into the company and keep growing it. So, you know, it helps give me that extra income to be able to do that and put as much money as possible back into the business, because there is a future goal of selling it. So, I think that's a big misconception, is that, you know, you're just going to jump in and you're going to be like this millionaire. And I think that the kind of, it's like the MLM culture too, that's like, oh, it's so easy. You just like, you know, you work from home and you just like, don't really have to do anything. It's not true. You know, you have to work. It's just fun work. You know, it's fun and exciting because it's your own brand, it's your own product, and you get to create something that other people use and you get the reviews back. And it's just like, it's so exciting because, you know, one of our products has been life-changing for people and it's just so cool to see those kinds of reviews. So I think that's kind of the misconception, is that it's just, you know, easy, but you really need to look at it as a business, take it seriously, be excited about it, be creative with it. It's not just to set it and forget it, kind of copy and paste type thing.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. A lot of people, when I say I sell products on Amazon, immediately jump into that MLM. And while there is no pyramid, you know, somebody below me isn't selling my products or making money, the concept there is some people do those MLMs and they really knock it out of the park.
Yeah,
like they're making money, and then other people are doing it because they like the products. And it's really how much work you put into your Amazon business is how much you get out of it.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. It's, you know, that's the thing is like those, especially those MLMs too, like they have those people who get on top, they work hardcore. They're not just taking off days, you know, and sitting out and doing nothing. They're definitely working. So same with any business. Yeah.
But Amazon doesn't give you like a pink Cadillac.
No, they don't give you anything like that. But you know, you could eventually buy one if you wanted to.
Yeah, so. For sure. Maybe pink Bentley.
Yeah. Oh, so, I mean, that sounds good. A Bentley.
I know, it sounds so cute.
Yeah. That sounds like a good one.
Just not drive and like someone else can drive me though.
Exactly.
So you talked about expanding your brand and a couple of things come to mind when expanding the brand. But for our listeners, let's talk about how easy is it to find a product to sell on Amazon? And I'm specifically asking you this question because you do demos with Helium 10 and we at AMZ Insiders use Helium 10 for product research.
It's definitely a process. So I feel like sometimes people find stuff really quickly and some people just don't. And I think it has to do with decision-making and really looking at the numbers. And so we have the tools to help narrow things down and to provide you with like a lot of options to sell. And I think, yeah, the biggest part people have a hard time is like, well, should I sell this one? I have a list of like 20 things. What should I sell? And, you know, what can I do? You know, so I think usually what it is people think they're going to get something in a day. And you usually need to spend some time. It's a big, big decision, you know, spend some time doing the research. Can I differentiate this product? Is this on the market? Is it saturated? There's all these filters and things that we can, you know, help you with that you can. It definitely makes it so much faster. I mean, I kind of started back when we really didn't have that much to go off of. And it was just kind of like, okay, I'm going to do this. But you really have to be a little more intentional now about doing it. So you can find stuff quickly. But, you know, it might take a few weeks sometimes for you to really decide and look at the differentiation, the possibilities, the price points. Can you make a profit on this? So, you know, it's definitely, I'd say it's the hardest part overall. But once you get past that, then it's fun. It's really fun.
Yes. It is a hard part to find the product you're going to sell, make the commitment, but it's also the most important part because the right product that you're selling is different than what is right for me to sell. Mm-hmm. But the commitment matters. It's like, I validated this. The keywords are there. I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep it moving.
And another thing I want to say too is sometimes people don't like the product that, like there's a balance. Like some people say, oh, you know, you need to find your passion product and like, it's only what you really love. I think it's a balance between both. Like you need to really like your product and see a vision for it and get excited about it. But also the numbers need to make sense. So it's not just something like, oh, I like underwater basket weaving and I'm going to sell that even though nobody else is. It's like, you know, find something that you really get excited about, but also is selling that you can be like, I can envision myself coming up with a marketing plan. I know the audience. I can just see this. I think that's when it starts to light up is when you're like, I can see the audience. This is a need in the market. I can help promote this in this, you know, way. Yeah, cause like for me, for example, if I was like going to sell like a tool chest or something, that to me would be like kind of harder because I don't know anything about tools, you know? So kind of thinking about what you already know and what you can already kind of bring to the table and then going from there. I think that's a really good way to go.
It is a good way to go. And yeah, really like, you know, and you have your dad to help you with this too, but thinking through, like I'll get excited about a product. And then my thought goes to, okay, if this is the margin and it's low and you're making $8 or $9, well, how many do I have to sell to hit what numbers? And for me, then I'm like, okay, yeah, that completely unvalidates what I want to sell if margin is just not there. And I'm a huge believer in the margin matters. And I look for products based on margin for me.
Oh yeah. That's a really good way to do it. Because I think, you know, a lot of people don't understand that there's PPC costs and things that come in to play, and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know the clicks were going to be that high. Or, but I actually know a girl who sells $100 plus products only and does really well. So
yeah, that's what I sold over. Now I sell lower price products, but I wouldn't sell anything under $100 with my previous brands.
Yeah. Cause you think you get 5 sales and it's the same as like 500 sales of somebody, you know, I don't know. It makes it a lot easier for the conversion and the profitability. So
it does. Well, I know you're super busy. You are selling on Amazon. You have your family there to support you. And then you also get to work in the beautiful world with Helium 10. What kind of keeps you going day in and day out?
I think what keeps me going is that no day is the same. I think that I read more about my personality types, like the Myers-Briggs, and it's, you get bored super easily unless you're kind of doing new things every day. And so I think that's what keeps me going, is that there's always something new to learn. There's always something that I can implement. There's always something cool to do. Great people to meet. It's just all around, I think, the best, especially for me, you know, personally. So yeah, I think that's what keeps me going. And it's just the excitement too, when I plan goals and I can see myself meeting the goals. Cause like last year we had goals, then we met and surpassed. Then this year we have, like, we had a goal, but then we started calculating based on our first few weeks here in January. We're like, we're on a trajectory of way more than that, but we'll plan for the worst case scenario, keep shooting for that goal. But it's just so exciting when you actually hit the goals and you're like, okay, now we can keep going and I can launch this other product that I wanted to do. And it's just really fun. So
I know. And that's the excitement that I try to tell people, like, you get your product up and you start selling and then it gets really fun. And just like you and I, you get addicted to selling and it's so much fun and it's so rewarding.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like, cause like I said, you know, it's been like quite a few years of growing something. And now it's like to this, like, kind of like point, you get to this point and you're like, oh my gosh, we have more to work with. We're just like, it's just an explosion and it's exciting. So
that is exciting. Well, I wish you and the brand the very best.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I didn't ask you or something that you'd like to share?
Let me think. I think you asked a lot of stuff about, you know, I mean, maybe how did I even start out? Cause I mean, that's something I think about a lot, is I went to Pepperdine and I became a teacher. And I'm so far from that route you know, a lot of people are like, I remember when I was going through school, college was like the most important thing ever. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I have to get in the right school. And it was kind of at that point, there wasn't, you know, YouTube, there wasn't Facebook, there wasn't anything social media wise. Like, it really was, you had to kind of follow this path. And now I just get so excited about the fact that you don't have to go to college, that you can learn everything on YouTube. Like, everything I've learned and I'm doing right now, I've learned on YouTube. And I don't have to have a degree for it. I literally didn't even have to graduate college. I've actually met people who were selling in high school, selling hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in high school, and just like, so did not need to go to college. And I think it's a really cool opportunity for everyone to recognize the opportunity out there, that you don't have to take this path anymore that's like mapped out. And even just with selling a product, like before, say you wanted to create a product before Amazon, you would have to try to hope and pray that the buyers at Target or Walmart would want to buy it. And this has just opened up so much opportunity for so many people to be creative, to create their products, to create their brands, to grow, provide value to customers. And it's just something that if I could go back and just, if only I could just tell myself, you know, you don't have to go this particular way. And even now more so for like the younger population, like, you don't have to go to school. And maybe you change your mind. You're like, I want to be a doctor. Then you would definitely need to go to school. But like, I think the idea that you have to have it all figured out is, you know, crazy. And you can just start exploring. You can learn so much on YouTube, and the world is your oyster, and you don't have these roadblocks anymore that I feel like we did definitely have in the early, I graduated high school in 2002, you know, back then I didn't even have a cell phone. I know they were out there, but I didn't even have a cell phone. So I had like a, you know, then when I was in college, we had a dorm phone. So it's just, you know, a different world. And it's an exciting opportunity for everyone that it's like all those marketing dollars that were spent in the multi-millions that were in just a certain segment of the population now are just like spread out and you can just grab a hold of all these opportunities. So
I love that you were a teacher. You know, there's a, I don't know the statistic, I'll Google it after this, but I know that there's a pretty high success rate of Amazon sellers that were teachers.
Ah.
Something to do with like the teacher's brain and the planning mm-hmm. and the follow through. But yeah, so that's really cool. I feel like that all just came full circle because we kind of started off with your dad, but I didn't know you were a teacher.
Yeah, I was a teacher and I did sales too for a little while. So yeah, but again, you know, you really don't know how much opportunity it is until you start exploring. And man, YouTube's the best way to do that.
Yeah, just go for it. Yeah, YouTube's good. And then you got to tie in with the right community and hopefully get a mentor to get you moving quickly.
Exactly. It'll be much faster, you know, if you go with a community because, you know, you have to find everything separately on YouTube, but still you can do it. But yeah, it's a good, it's much faster if you have a community for sure.
Yes. Well, we love what Helium 10 does for our community at AMZ Insiders. So I'm glad that that brought you and I together and we could have this conversation today.
Definitely. Thanks for having me. It was really fun to come on and just chat about. I don't normally talk about my own personal path. So it was fun to be able to share with people where I've come from and why I'm even on in front of people at Helium 10. So
that's a good reminder, right? You're like, hey, I do rock and I want to celebrate that. So I'm glad we got to celebrate you.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, we'll have to have you back on and hopefully we can do it in person next time you're in Austin because we have a really cool studio.
Oh, I would love that.
All right. Well, enjoy San Diego for me.
Oh, thank you. Will do.
All right. Thanks again.
Bye.
If you're looking to get started selling on Amazon or maybe need some help with your current sales on Amazon, go to fearlesssellers.com. That's a lot of S's in there. Fearlesssellers.com. Use coupon code FEARLESS for 50% off our next event. Thank you for listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. Until next time, stay fearless.